Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The stream of refugees into Europe continues Monday. The passage through Hungary is much smoother than it was last week, when the Central European nation seemed ready to do whatever it could to prevent the migrants from entering the wealthier Western European nations. Hungarians are now posting Austrian train schedules for the refugees at Budapest Kaleti station. Last week, police tear gassed the migrants at Kaleti who wanted to go to Austria. One observer said the trains to Austria are now just loaded with migrants. Germany said Monday it's making an additional $6.6 billion in public funds available next year to absorb the refugees into German society. France has announced a twofold response to Syria's widening crisis. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
President François Hollande said France will begin surveillance flights of Islamic State positions in Syria as of Tuesday. Those may lead to possible strikes against the terrorist group.
Aujourd'hui en Syrie, ce que nous voulons connaître, savoir.
In a wide-ranging press conference, Hollande said the flights aimed to find out what actions the Islamic State group was preparing against France and its allies and against the Syrian population. But he ruled out putting French boots on the ground as inconsequential and unrealistic. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Representatives from North and South Korea began talks Monday aimed at resuming the reunion of families separated over 60 years by the Korean War. Red Cross officials from both Seoul and Pyongyang sat down in the truce village of Panmunjom. This is VOA.